If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Wait, Meg, you good?
Yeah, I like cut my hand and it was bleeding out. And so it finally, after like 10 minutes, it finally stopped bleeding. But I'm afraid to put a Band-Aid on it because the last time I did, I thought it was good. And then next thing you know, I had splattered blood everywhere because it was like leaking. I was like,
But bleeding out is a harsh term, Meg. I thought it was like... Hey.
I thought it
if
was
you saw thing. What my bathroom looked like, you would have been like, what happened here? There's blood everywhere because I didn't realize it was, I thought it was good. The first Band-Aid I put on, it wasn't. And I was just moving around, shaking blood everywhere.
Bleeding out means like we need to tie his leg off. And...
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you couldn't like do squad cast
no,
today.
I needed to tie this off. I'm telling y'all, it was bleeding for like 10 straight. And it wasn't like a little, it was like a lot of blood for 10 minutes.
I don't believe it.
Okay, it's all right, Meg.
I won't bleed out this time.
Meg, you losing weight? Your face looks slimmer.
I am, yeah.
You know, the blood she just lost.
I mean, I'm not on a exactly, I'm just on a fast. But I probably
gave myself a transfusion and lost 10 pounds.
Right. Out here having sword fights.
your Christmas tree still up?
He's not taking that down. That's a part of the decor now.
Well, this was taking it down. It was in the like the main room, and then I was like, I don't want it in here anymore.
Putting decorations away is an adult job, okay? Pat,
you just
is
move it to another
here.
Room.
I mean, it was covering my boring closet that's just all white. So I don't know. It added something, but it's
you
also like
none of them other storage. Dumb decorations in front of that.
No, I couldn't. Only stuff on the wall, and that didn't, you know, it doesn't cover enough.
But yes, yes, definitely. Tree's still up.
I mean, I said it very judgmentally. I just took mine down like 2 days ago. So
really?
Yeah.
It's still January, you know?
I'm not above you.
Yeah.
it's every holiday tree now. It's not even just a Christmas tree now. That's the MLK.
Yeah, it was just the Martin Luther King tree.
What did you have on it?
I'll show you.
Martin Luther the King on there.
Martin Luther King tree, you know?
You put fried chicken on the tree.
Fried chicken ornament.
Why you gotta leave that up for Black History Month?
That's what I'm saying. It's a different tree now. Somebody gave it to me to troll me, but it's very realistic.
Yeah, put some black cupids on there for Valentine's Day.
Heavy on the black.
Heavy on the black.
Why are there so many like naked angel babies? You like, you know what I mean? Like with fountains and sculptures and historical art. There's like a lot of
these are cherubim. If you really look in the Bible what a cherubim look like, it don't look nothing like that. It's scary.
And Michelangelo was a pedo.
It's scary.
Yeah, like why, got, why like, did we six always wings. Make them babies?
Like, yeah, it's making a baby.
And they were like having to do with like love and stuff, shooting people to make them have sex. It's like, why would
a little baby?
Why couldn't an adult angel? I would have been fine with an adult angel, Cupid.
A baby angel is just irresponsible.
Right.
Yes.
Maybe the baby was like, this is what happens when you.
Is there like a warning?
Yeah. It's an omen.
Maybe that's what it is.
I believe. Okay. I can see that.
How's everybody's weekend?
Good. It's
chill.
What'd you say?
It was
man?
Double XP weekend. So I was on the game.
Ooh, nice.
What's XP?
Yeah, I was gonna ask the same thing.
Extra points.
Is it X? I thought it was experience. Yeah, they do like this thing just to keep the game fresh. They'll have like 2 days or like a weekend where it's like everything you do is twice the points.
On what games?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Oh.
But every game does that. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So instead of ranking up my weapon and like it'll take a week, I could do it in 2 days. Right.
I have no idea about any of that.
Yeah.
I saw this video about this game called Kingmaker or something like that. And basically, like you go back in time to prevent events from happening that destroys the world. But you go back to like the times when they're fighting on horseback with swords and arrows, but you have all the technology of today. So you go back in time with a car, you kind of an AR-15 machine guns, all times. You call in an airstrike, a helicopter came in to kill everybody while they were on the field. It was crazy. I was like, that shit made me want to get back into game. I was like, oh,
that shit looked fun as fuck. Almost everybody has fantasized about doing that at least once.
Oh, absolutely.
Like going back in time with like tanks and shit. That shit does look fun.
That's just like that movie, Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Alien technology. That motherfucker had that pistola on his wrist.
Yep. I was lit.
I thought that movie was going to be so dumb, but that shit got me going. I loved that movie.
The marketing was really bad. So
yeah, the marketing was horrible.
Yeah. I mean, but how do you market that? How do you market Cowboys and Aliens? Like,
I think, who's in it? The
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
007. And Harrison Ford.
And Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see him as the Red Hulk. I want to know what all of that shit is about.
I think that's just going to be amazing. People just try to shit on that movie because Captain America black now.
But... I mean, the black Captain America on the series was a good ass series.
What, in the comic?
Disney Plus is a really good series, actually.
Oh, it is.
I just wondering if he's going to ever get the shot, if he's going to get some injections or something, like, or he just going to be a regular human with a superhuman shield.
Man, he just an expensive ass Bruce Wayne. With no money of his own. He borrowing the government's money to be so blackety black. Like, he can't even get his own money. I got to use the government's money to be a superhero.
I wonder if the Avengers get
black,
paid.
They're going to charge him for it.
You said what?
I said, because he's black Captain America, like, after he done, they're going to be like, hey, we need that back, my nigga.
Facts. So you don't get to keep none of it.
They're going to hit him for it because he's black. Like, Captain America, they're like, we had powers, but you're just a diversity hire.
Yeah, like, they tried to take the shield. That's why they tried to take his shield. He was like, nah, Cap gave it to me. They took the man's shield. They didn't even believe him when he said, Cap gave it to me. It said, they was like, nah, we got to run that back. That belonged to the government.
They just gave the new one a hubcap to throw. Take this.
With bitter on it.
Sally
it's a Cadillac Sally hubcap.
The spinner. It don't even come back.
Oh, I used to love the little spinner hubcap.
That had a run. Now it's like completely ridiculous. There's not a lot of things that like I feel like that whole era with the giant like jerseys, the giant white tees, the spinners, like none of that can come back.
The spinners was ridiculous when it was happening. What are you
talking about? The clothing is already coming back. These kids in high school is wearing huge
baggy jeans. Yeah, they're bringing JNCOs back. They're bringing the baggy jeans back. That's already
back. The spinners, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think that's
coming back. You know, they had sold those spinners at Walmart as hubcaps. And I remember I saw somebody, because I grew up a little rinky dink town, and it was people that had them spinner hubcaps.
You damn right they did.
Yeah. I went to school in Virginia. Mad dudes had them hubcaps.
What about the shoe with the spinner? Remember the
wheels?
Yeah.
The transfer.
Wait, shoes with spinners too?
That was Dada's.
Chris Webber. That's Chris Webber.
Oh, you sure?
Wait, where were the spinners at? I don't remember these.
What? You don't remember?
They had like a little window, and once you stopped walking, the shit kept spinning.
Because Freewell invented
dark times.
The spinners.
Who had those?
Yeah, I remember they call them the Spreewells.
Yeah, because he invented the actual spinning rims.
Yeah, but I never seen
it. Did he?
Yeah.
The basketball player invented it, or he just endorsed it?
No, that was his like idea.
Like he went to the auto shop and was like, yo, hear me out, right?
Y'all wheels stop, right?
Yeah. I'ma stop.
Those are awful.
I remember these. I remember the blue.
You had a pair.
What?
You had a pair, didn't you?
No, I didn't have these, baby.
I just hear, what's up? Whose song is it? LaMelo Ball?
Anything from NBA Ballers.
Which one has the song now?
Oh,
Leandro.
Ball Brother.
Yeah.
That's my shit.
Swerve in that corner. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Have you heard the 70s version?
No, those be really good though. I don't know how
that joint slap. I'm not even gonna hold you.
That
joint is a banger for real.
Whoa. All right, answer honestly. Is the whole song a banger, or do we all just like that part?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Jello song.
I haven't heard the whole thing. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, because I listened to, because I was like, ooh, and I listened to the whole song. I was like, okay. I think we just like,
I don't know, good music.
That's what TikTok is, though. TikTok is good for a good 6 second clip.
Man, and then that's why it's hard for new artists to keep going, because it's like they just want a little clip. They just want to go viral with the little clip.
Hey, the songs be like 15, 20 seconds. They get a little burn.
That's what I'm saying. Out of a 3 minute song, somebody loves 20 seconds of it.
And the rest of it, that's all you need right now. Right. I mean, get some spins.
Insecure was notorious for that. Insecure was big notorious. I would watch Insecure and be like, ooh, who was this? And that part they played on the show was fine. And then I would download the full song. I'd be like,
you just skip to that part. You'd be like, oh, this ain't what I thought it was.
Damn.
The intro don't even sound the same. You'd be like, is this the same song? Oh, you played the bridge.
That's always disappointing.
That's about as good a spot as any for us to jump into today's first topic. Before we do, want to give a shout out to our special guest, Ms. Keon Poli is in the building. Shout out to the OG squad. We got Meg Scoot, Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after this.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress.
Well, say hello to GhostBed. GhostBed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every GhostBed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? GhostBed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. GhostBed. The coolest beds in the world.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Run your game.
Would you rather work remotely for $250,000 annually?
Remotely.
$600,000 for working 3 days a week in office.
Oh, where? How far is the office?
Wait, $600 per year, 3 days a week in office, or $250 per year, always at home?
Always that's remotely.
That's less than half. Yeah, I'll go to work.
I'll go to work. Yeah,
how far is this job, though?
It's regular 20, 30 minutes.
30, 40-minute drive.
20, 30 I'll do minutes. That. That's easy.
Wait. For 600, I don't care how far this fucking drive is. I'm going to drive to San Diego 3 times a week for 600.
I was about to say, I know COVID didn't ruin us that bad.
Like, for 3 days a week? For six? Where you going? Out of town, nigga.
What if it was we
do that now for less?
You listen, you ain't never lie.
We do that now.
If you said 5 days a week, though, to here, then I think that might be more of a
Or put it down to like $350,000. I feel like if they were closer together, the prices, I would think about it.
Well, but let's do it. $600K is crazy. $250,000 versus $400,000.
I'm still going to go to work.
I'm still going to go to work.
You got to increase the days you're in the office to here.
Okay. $250,000. $250,000.
A horrible wizard.
Versus $400,000 for 4 days a week in the office. That fifth day, you still got to work remotely, though.
So, wait, what's the numbers again?
5 days.
But... Office.
Yeah, I'm still going to the office.
Again,
if you said 5 days, then I'm not.
I'm making $100,000 a day. I'm going to the office. I love the office. I got a great desk. Wait. It's a great cubicle.
Except for the year.
For the year.
That sucks.
$400 for the year, right?
Four days a week.
Yeah.
For $400,000 annually.
Yeah.
Still got to work remotely on that one day. Or work remotely for $250,000.
We're just describing a really good job.
Right. Basically.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if you work remotely from $250,000, and let's say it's one of those jobs where, you know, sometimes you go out of the country, you can't get on your work server, but it's one of those jobs where you can work anywhere remotely. That means if long as you clock in, do your job, you could be in Mexico, you could be in Barcelona, you could be in London. And you still
do I get vacation days at this?
Yeah, it's a job. You get vacation.
Oh, I'm good. I'll save on my vacation days. Don't you worry.
No, I would rather take the $250. I value my time at this age. I cannot be sitting. Because here's the thing, Pat, you ain't never worked a corporate job, so you don't know what it's
Yes,
like
I
to.
have.
What was your corporate job?
All
Lindsay
deaf is kind of
Tag. All
corporate.
deaf is not a corporate job.
All deaf
Nigga,
had corporate moments.
all deaf is
never,
not corporate. You can
never.
come
We
in whenever you
smoked
want.
weed in the office, Pat.
Well, yeah, what are you
And
talking
Russell
about?
used
But it
to
was
say
an
nigga to
office.
everybody. Hey, white nigga. Hey, nigga. Hey, black. He used to say
And there
nigga.
was
So no, that
cubicles. You
wasn't a
did have a
corporate job.
desk.
That's not a real job. Pat
Nigga.
had a desk.
Russell will cuss you out in the office.
Yeah, he
That
did
happens
actually.
I was like, oh, this is amazing. When he said that one time, we was all in a meeting. He comes in there. He's like, hey, this white nigga over here. I know you still work here. I thought, oh my gosh, he said white
It was
nigga.
just black corporate. It was still corporate
But
though.
it wasn't corporate.
Nah,
I'm talking
nobody
about
was
corporate. I'm not
clocking
talking
in
about the
though.
Coke
Y'all wasn't
wasn't
clocking
corporate.
in. Like, y'all didn't have like, yo, you gotta be in by 9 a.m. Y'all be rolling in
Yeah, we
whenever. That's what I'm
did.
saying. It wasn't a real job, Pat. That's not a
We
real
did have
job.
that.
Pat, stop. That
It was
wasn't
just
a real
lenient,
corporate
but we
job.
still had that.
Pat, that wasn't a real corporate job, is
I
what I'm
worked at
telling you.
ABC. I was the assistant to the vice president. Like that
That's
shit
a
was
real corporate
stressful.
job.
That
I was the
I had to wear dress clothes every day.
assistant to the vice president at one point.
Exactly.
Okay, so
You
that's
came in there with
corporate.
them little dumb slides on every day. That's not a real job, Pat.
That was
Wait, but
later.
look. But the job, every job is based on whoever the CEO is. So if the CEO is like, hey, nigga, do y'all thing, it's still a corporate job. The CEO just cool as fuck.
No,
nah,
It's just not
that's
stiffy.
not
It's just
it.
not, you know what
I don't
I
think
mean?
you
Even
remember being in all
if you
deaf
worked at a
offices like that
right, if it was like even if it was just a tech company like a Google, a startup or whatever, right? I'd be like, okay, that's it's pretty corporate. It's just a cool corporate. All deaf was not corporate, y'all. It wasn't.
then. Nigga, all deaf. All deaf was paid high school, nigga. We got.
Facts. Did
That's a
y'all have
lot.
HR? Was there HR?
There
It was
was at one
HR.
point
That's what
because
I'm
this is
saying.
not a
It
yellow
was
diamond.
a floating HR for a little bit. She was doing
That's not
dual
true.
jobs, just like everybody at All Deaf had multiple jobs
It was a
wearing
startup, but it was still corporate.
It wasn't, no,
It
it's
was
not
not
corporate,
corporate.
Pat. The way we're talking about a code switching type of corporate, right? Like you go in
Wasn't
there,
traditional corporate.
traditional.
It wasn't traditional.
Yeah.
It was
Pat, she
it
never
was
had no
it
real
was a
job. It's okay.
clubhouse that we got paid to show up for and create
I wore a
IP
blazer
for.
every day to work, man. A fucking blazer.
Don't think the dress code is. I feel like corporate is just like you have to go. There's a hierarchy. There's brands that you have to bow to and work around. It's all the same stuff. There's just different
It's
levels of
a cool
leniency.
corporate
By
job, but when people.
definition, Pat is not wrong.
I'm not saying he's wrong. Here's what I'm saying. When people discuss corporate, they're not saying what we're talking about right here, what Pat's saying.
Well,
What
yeah,
they're
I mean, we
saying
have a
is like
cool
an
job.
actual
That's
corporate
nobody
job.
associates corporate with comfortability.
Yeah, they
Okay,
don't, when
you're
they go, oh, corporate job, they're not thinking about Google or Netflix or somewhere cool. Like, no, they're thinking about an actual corporate job.
Well, just
What?
the stigma of corporate has just become, tight assy, but by definition,
It hasn't become tight ass. It's
I mean, yeah,
always
it's
been
always
tight
been,
ass.
It's becoming cooler.
right.
But those
So
are the
yeah, we're not
newer
talking about
generation
like
of
20 foot
corporate jobs,
Uber.
Pat, have a dedicated work attire, like you have to wear it, and then you might have one casual Friday or something like that.
Most,
There's a
yeah.
certain attire you have
Yeah.
to wear.
We didn't
Or
have
you have to
casual
adhere
Friday.
to. Then you wore slides and joggers and
Yes, nigga, you
track
had a snuggie on when,
90%.
okay?
90% of the time.
But I also think
But
that historically that's how it happened.
who's to say at this job that you're talking about fictitiously is not going to be one of them cool ass jobs?
It's not. It's
Meg
not. It
Markle
can't.
did.
It can't be. It
No,
can't
Meg
be. That,
Markle
that's
was
not how
like,
the wizard
don't do that.
works.
You
Nigga,
said what?
we
smoked. They smoked weed in the office, Keon.
It
No, you.
wasn't what, not really. We weren't just like in the meetings,
Yes.
like,
Yes.
What we
Yes. posted on Thursday.
So
It wasn't that bad.
what happened when Snoop came?
Snoop smokes in the White
That's
House.
different. Yeah.
Y'all was grinding
No,
up
it
weed
wasn't even
in the
Snoop. There was
offices.
like every Friday or something. There was some kind of shoot, and it was in the back room. And I remember going in there, and Teddy and Brent and Slink and Brent, all of them was back there just high smoking
None of
in
them
my
work
room.
there.
No,
That makes
they
it
back
better.
Wait,
So you just
wait,
have
wait,
people
wait.
that
Shoot
don't even
content
work there
sometimes.
rolling up.
That's no different than record labels. Record labels be like,
and record labels are not corporate. That's the whole point.
What's the difference in between them smoking weed and them high corporate dudes doing a line of coke before a meeting? You're just
at least they do it in the bathroom.
Yeah, drugs are throughout corporate. Let's start
there. Do it in the bathroom, but not at the cubicle.
But no. Wait. Okay. To his point. Did I roll up at my office? Yes. That was the level of leniency. But to my point, I went outside to smoke.
But you rolled it up at the desk.
Huh?
You rolled it up at the desk.
But that's the level of leniency. I wasn't just smoking at my desk.
The one line, the one line I would always hear it was like, everybody be like, no, we could roll up here. We just got smoking outside. Like, you're in the desk at the cubicle next
but
to the
But I didn't start at all deaf and was like, oh, is this the vibe? And start rolling up. I waited until I moved up and I knew I could do that. But I will say that, like, talent is different than if you have an actual job. And that's why people like Slink and Teddy could pull up and be like smoking and stuff like that. But the moment, y'all remember that intern who was like, oh, Black Jesus, I get to smoke with Black Jesus. That nigga was fired.
That wasn't the only reason. It wasn't because, no, he was terrible on way other fronts than just that.
That was just like the last pull. Like,
I admit it was far from regular corporate, but also I feel like it was just an extreme version of what a lot of companies are doing today. Like, people are getting with the times. Niggas think that they're like, if they come in, they're a better boss. If they're like, you don't have to wear a dress shirt, you could wear a hoodie. And it's fun. Casual Fridays, you know. Look at my chalkboard. It's a wall, you know. Like, I could write anything on here. It's free ideas. Like, people just do that to make it seem relaxed, but it's still corporate.
Okay, Pat, but with this wizard,
hold on, Pat, would you roll up at Red Bull?
I don't work there like that.
No. But you talent, right? You talent though. You talent.
But also, I got to read from a teleprompter, so I don't want to be high.
It was a different vibe at Red Bull.
Now you giving bullshit excuses.
See?
I'm asking you, would you go into them white folks' building, roll up, even if you go outside and smoke, would you roll up in front of these white folks at Red Bull?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Well, that's just because I wouldn't. Just because you can smoke and do all that stuff doesn't mean you will. Like, the rappers we work with, they get supplied with, you know, like, with a vibe. And if I wanted to do shots with them or smoke with them outside, I would. But it's like, I don't work well like that. So I just don't.
Yeah, they do be doing shots,
super,
though.
They're super chill. But also, my job is super chill there. If I had a job at Red Bull, I wouldn't do none of that.
Well, back to what we're saying. You've never had a corporate job, Pat.
We could argue that laser tag was corporate.
I'm not
hating
on you. That is a blessing. Be grateful you've never had
laser tag.
You will not say laser tag was corporate. Unless
he was a manager.
So a manager at McDonald's is corporate?
I was a game master.
I have a friend who owns a McDonald's.
That's different. Owner is completely different for a shift manager.
Wait. They so both... McDonald's ain't corporate?
Look, all a corporate job is a job within a structured organization. That's it.
And there was no structure at ADD in the beginning.
We know that. We know what the definition paperwork. Is.
You came out the gate and said, Pat, you never had a corporate job. And
when we say corporate, we're talking about an actual like job where you got to clock in, you got to set it as, you got to have a certain attire.
Why would you say you never had a stiff corporate job?
That's laser tag.
Corporate job.
Pat.
Laser tag, I came in, I clocked in, I had to memorize my social security. Shout out to UltraZone. I had to put on khakis and a Game Master shirt. You know what I'm saying? That's a uniform. That's clocking in. There was paperwork. There was time sheets. Sometimes I had to cover the cashier. Sometimes I had to host birthday parties.
It said Game Master on the shirt.
It said Patrick on the front. It said Game Master on the back. and it glowed in the dark.
Did you have your own special instructor gun? No,
I just had the same one the kids had, but I had to teach them how to play. I had to make sure they didn't run. I had to make sure.
You can't run in laser tag?
No, you could only walk.
If it's in the dark, so you can hurt yourself if you run, then they're liable.
And then you got to hold the gun with two hands because there's a sensor. You had to teach them about the bases. And then you had to host birthday parties, blow up balloons, order pizza, flirt with the moms. And then you clocked out after a long day's
work.
Flirt with
the moms was on the...
in the resume. And to hear you said they didn't want to be held liable. You know who gets held liable for things? Corporations. I'm with Pat. I'm with Pat on this one.
Pat has never had a corporate job.
That was a corporate job.
No,
all deaf was a corporate job.
You've never had a real corporate job where you sit at a desk, you have to do all the little HR things, and you gotta code switch. You know, like you've had cool jobs. That's okay, Pat. It's great.
Why is code switching the only thing?
If you've never sat at your desk and contemplated how can I quit this motherfucker, you've never had a corporate job.
Oh, y'all just talk about jobs you don't like then.
Yeah, because that's different. Because I've gotten off stage before and be like, I'm done.
Shut up. That is different. You having a bad night is not saying, yo,
see?
I fuck this job.
The Laugh Factory is corporate.
No. It was a crowd, bro. It was a crowd. It wasn't you. It was a crowd.
You've shown up to shows before with 12 people and be like, man, fuck this.
No, I did a Wednesday night and it was 10 people. I was like, yo, I think I'm done with stand-up. Let me go make these sketches.
Wait, when
man.
Y'all only have like a few people in the crowd, do you just be like, okay, today I'm gonna have fun and like go off book and do whatever? Or do you really just stick to what you... What
you try. I mean, I try, but it depends on those 10 people, because then they be insecure that there's only 10 people.
Do you be like, hey, can you guys sit together?
Yeah, I got to restructure the room.
I need to combine these laughter.
I've definitely restructured rooms. I'd be like, no, there's too many of y'all back. Y'all need to come together so I can just talk to this group, because I'm not talking you too far.
Because the waitstaff be thinking they doing you a favor. Here. They be thinking, like, if I place one over there, one over there, one over there, it'll make you feel like the room is full. But nah, that just heightens my anxiety.
Because the waitstaff sits by sections. And I'm like, I need this audience. Y'all can sort out your tips and shit in the back. I need.
Come closer.
I need this 25 right here. Like, or I feel like I'm talking to nobody.
Keon, you ever hosted a rollover show? And they be trying to get. Like at the Laugh Factory, they'll be like, all right, cool, this show ran a little bit too long. Like, so if I'm hosting a 10 o'clock show and the 7 o'clock show still going, they'll be like, we just gonna keep the audience in there. And
oh,
then we
I
just
did
gonna...
that on Sunday.
Yeah, but then some people be like, I've had enough. And then they leave, and then the middle be empty, the sides be full. You be like, oh, damn. Man, can y'all move closer?
They be like, y'all just pay. You just have to buy, but you are no ticket free entry. And we did that on Sunday. And that third show, I was like, okay, well, y'all already saw what I did the last show, so I was kind of talking out of my ass. Because I was like,
come on, man.
Damn, well, so you were about to, like, repeat the same material, but it was the same audience?
No,
like,
when I saw, I mean, I have so much, I was like, that's fine. But it was just like, I was outside, and BT called my name. So I just ran up, and I was just like, and I couldn't remember what I did last show. So I was all right, well, I'm just going to crowd work this.
And it was the same people?
It was something. When I walked out, I was like, you was at the last show. And then some of the people had moved up. And I was like, yeah, you already.
Yeah. I'll get off stage and ask the wait staff, hey, man, did I do that joke yet?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember if I did it or not.
Let's put it to a vote. 250,000 remotely versus 400,000. And you got to go into work 4 days a week.
Give me that vote.
I'm going to work. Vote.
Yeah, I'm going for four.
Give me the 250,000. I'm on my free time, baby. Give me that 250,000.
I told you, if you said 5 days, I would have had a different answer. But four.
Yeah, if it was 5 days, I would have stayed home.
Oh, here y'all go.
We do 4 days. We do Thursday to Sundays all the time, so that ain't nothing. So
that's what I'm saying. I could do the four.
Okay. All right. But there it is. The 400,000 got it on that one. We're going to jump into this next topic. Right after this.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Yes.
Second topic of the day, we have fly first class with two layovers versus direct flight, but in the middle coach seat.
Nah.
Layovers.
Wait. Layovers.
First, how long is this direct flight?
This is from...
Like, is it like a 6 hour, like Miami to like LA?
This is like a 6.5-7 hour flight.
Nah, I do that all the time.
This is like
annoying.
LA to Hawaii.
Nah, put me in first class with two layovers. I'm in first class. That means I get to go to the lounge. I get to hang out and during these layovers. I'm Gucci.
Yeah, I don't want that middle.
How long is this travel day, by the way, with these two layovers? Is it like a 24-hour travel day?
It makes it like a 10-hour travel day.
That's fine.
Comfort on a plane is everything.
That direct flight, if I'm in the middle, I took my arms inside of my thighs like this. And I fall into myself and I'm slumped. I'm going to sleep. I think I would rather
my arm will go to sleep. I can't do that.
Somebody booked me a middle seat.
Your arm
goes
to sleep. You ain't doing nothing. If you sleep, your arm's
no, because of how I have to hear. Okay, I know you're skinnier now and your breasts don't went down, but for the rest of us that do have titties, it hurts. You can't squeeze like this the whole time.
You stack them on top.
He had titties. He know what it's like.
He don't know anymore.
Look, just step your whole silly putty skin inside and tuck yourself in the middle seat. You be happy there. I can't do that shit. I got hips. I know your hips went down too, man. So,
yeah, wait, have you tried sleeping without your CPAP? Because I feel like you don't need it no more.
Yeah, I've tried it.
Can you sleep? Like, you snoring still?
I don't know. I'll be asleep.
Oh, so you...
ask your wife if you still snore?
I usually go to sleep after her.
So you cured?
I don't know.
Like, do you wake up feeling refreshed? Like, okay, I'm good.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Because, like I said, with sleep apnea, it's not always directly connected to your weight. It's the muscles in your tongue. Some people's muscles in their tongue, when they go to sleep, they relax.
You got a heavy, fat-ass tongue.
I do.
Dude, your tongue lost weight.
My tongue got an OnlyFans page. That's how thick that motherfucker is.
Wait.
Sleep apnea is a tongue thing?
It can be a tongue thing. Yeah. So the muscles, when you fall asleep, the muscles in your tongue relax. Your tongue falls backwards and it covers up your air hole. So when you do that, that's you trying like to whale. Breathe and then your tongue snaps. So like all the other ones, like there are other methods for CPAP, like the people that have like the mouth guard and it holds your tongue in place. So when you do fall asleep, it prevents it from covering your air hole. It doesn't fall back.
You can't shoot the Ozempic on your tongue?
Straight to the source.
Lulu, shut the fuck up talking to me, bro. Shut the fuck up.
I'm just jealous, man. I gained 20 pounds. I'm jealous, man.
Are you shooting Ozempic?
Huh?
You shoot Ozempic?
Yeah, I injected it in my stomach.
You don't see his Ozempic ads on his page?
He cooks it up, man.
He puts it in a spoon.
Put it on a spoon and light it.
It's not heroin, man. Jeez.
You got some O? You got some R's on you?
Oh, what do you mean? Heroin? No.
I'm learning so much. I didn't know none of this.
He actually curbed his appetite.
No, I think he was taking it, but I never knew how it was taken. Like, I don't know what
he doing. He lighted up.
He thought he was going to the gym and shit. It was really charred.
If you get the traditionals, if it comes in a pen, you switch up the dial to the doses that you need. You just press it against your stomach, press the button, and it goes in.
And then you take your belt off.
If you have.
How do you know how much you need?
The dial shows you. It's a little clicker that has the numbers.
He just tunes it to all. Just give me all the way
till you pass out. All this
shit off. Yeah, like how do you know?
Like, yeah, I'll tell you after the show, man. I ain't gonna be able to get it off.
It's the clicker, and the doctor right tells now, you how much you're supposed to take, and you just click it. You turn it.
Yeah.
He was found in a back alley, passed out, and they were like, "Dear, oh, he looks good."
All his clicks are all the way up.
Nigga was found 30 pounds lighter.
So, like, if you turn it all the way up, would it be like a Nutty Professor situation where you just like,
nah, like just the like, dosage no the dosage increases with the amount of time that you stay on it. So it starts at like 0.25, and then 3 weeks later you go up to 0.50.
Spandex, all spandex.
0.75. 1.75.
That's it. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And that's I'm good. At 211 right now, down for 260.
What did that's you? You started off at what?
260.
Oh wow. Hey, and let me get one.
I started the third week of September.
One I just need what? It for like 3 weeks. Let me get one in the last like 3 weeks. I can be good after that. Let me just lose this quick 20 real quick.
Man, you've only been on it since September to here.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
That's good.
The diet, what's your goal? Like I had to change the diet though. The diet and then cut back on drinking.
Oh wow. All the things we already told you to do in life. Crazy. That's so crazy. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Science.
The doctor just prescribed him an apple. Just eat this.
But I feel where Lulu's coming from though, because people be doing that. They'd be like, just do better. And people be like,
it's not, if it was just that easy, nigga, yeah. I would have been did that. I needed it. Okay. Some people might not need it. Some people may be able to just do it with changing the diet, but I had changed the diet when I was working out with a trainer and I did lose weight, but not this drastically. So I needed that extra little push.
Your trainer was at 7-Eleven. You didn't have
what,
no
nigga?
Trainer.
It don't matter where I met the nigga at.
I admire to hear though, because he was telling the story the other day about how he got high and wanted a snack, and this nigga ate almonds, and I was like, "That's
wild.
That's too much commitment.
You might as well not
the
smoke."
The whole point of being high is to have fun, nigga. Almonds when you high is
it's crazy.
Wasabi almonds though, they were still flavored. They were good. They were delicious.
Good job to hear. Good job. I'm really proud. Wait, what's your plan to like get off of it?
Yeah, what's your goal?
Goal is 205. When I get to 205, then I'll go to the gym and start doing heavy reps with light weight. What? I just want to tone.
Lulu is an ass. For real. Look at her.
You're not supposed to do it before you get to a certain point because obviously muscle weighs more than fat. So you potentially won't see the drastic change as hard if you start going to the gym and start lifting before you get to the weight that you want. Who so once you get you to that weight, then you start going to the gym. So I'm just going to tone up. I don't want to be buff. I just want to be toned. That's it.
So after 205, you hit the gym, then what you trying to get to?
I want to stay between 215, 212.
Oh, you want to be up there still?
I mean, I'm at 211 now, so this is a good weight for me. Okay, so I just want to be around this way.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Lulu, you ain't got no guns to clean. You ain't got nobody to throw a Mopar at and no shit like that. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got no helmets to get blood off
of. I'm just
loving
your journey to being a bad bitch. It's like, I just love it.
Yes, nigga. Yes.
The absolutely. The most diabolical thing I've heard to hear say during this thing, though, we're on set and somebody's like, "So how's it going?" He was like, "I still got ass." I said, "Nigga, what?"
Like, what? See?
What?
He wanted to be in a bikini so bad.
He said, "I still got ass." I was like, that was the goal?
They wasn't the goal. It just ain't going nowhere. It's inherited. This is what my mama gave me. I ain't nothing I can do about this.
You got to hit, when you hit the treadmill,
I'm not taking no advice from you. I'm not taking no
advice. I'm telling
you.
When you do the treadmill, your ass will go away. Don't hit the Stairmaster because it's going to make your cakes even cakier. So don't do that. Just walk it out.
Good job, Tahir. I'm proud of you.
What was the question? Don't remember at all.
The first class with two layovers.
First class. In the middle. First class.
You know, definitely. You got to make these better at like being, because 10 hours for a flight, two layovers is nothing.
You got to say like international. If you,
compared to a 6 hour direct flight, that's not even that much different. So you should do something like way more drastic.
It's a 4 hour difference.
I'm the type of person, I like direct flights so I can go to sleep. I'll go to sleep, wake up. Yeah. I might have 30 minutes left on the flight. I'm good to go. I hate getting off the plane because I always have a carry-on. And sometimes I have two carry-ons. I might have the backpack and the roller. I hate pulling that shit out and waiting for people to get off the plane and then going to post up wherever and then walking to another terminal, waiting in line to do that shit, getting comfortable, falling asleep, then getting woken up and have to do that shit two more times. Man, fuck that. Put me in that middle seat. I'm going to fuck to sleep and I'm there.
No, I have too many shoulders for that. I can't.
You do. You do. Mm-hmm. God bless you. I'm glad that you know.
You have a nigga up against the window, like,
damn, Meg.
Meg, can you ask for an upgrade?
They gotta give her extra shoulder pads on the seat.
I do have broad shoulders. I was on a flight coming back from Miami yesterday, and I usually do window seat, but my husband
was in Miami
on like the row next to me. So I was on the aisle and like it was two big dudes next to me. So of course I was like, oh, it's too much shoulders in this row. So I'm all like leaning out.
You have to catty corner your shoulders?
I did. I had, and it was so uncomfortable. Yikes. I was like, see, this is, I can't do this. This can be first.
Yeah, nah. People don't be having middle seat etiquette. So I don't be liking that shit, man.
Hey, if I'm they in get middle seat, you not, I get both of these armrests.
Yeah. It don't work. So listen, the middle seat, you could get both armrests, but you got to have your arms in the front and then let me get in the back. Why can't we all have an armrest? Why?
I think middle should get both.
Let me get the back of it. Let me get
the middle should get the back.
The middle should choose what they want because they have to, if they want to be forward, if they elbows are back.
Yeah,
to them,
then we adjust because I might be leaning on the window anyway. But if I do sit straight, let me get an option.
I don't like
you. They should be able to choose. It should just be a quick conversation before the plane takes off.
I did that last time. I had a combo. I was like, listen, man, you can get the front or the back. You choose now.
And they was like, in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's just a crazy thing to turn to your.
Like, you say that.
No, he knew what it was because we was doing this for a hot second. And I was and I don't like having to figure it out. So I was like, hey man, you get the front of the back.
He was like, thank you. So you flirt. I felt you flirting. I know. Nah, high club.
The best part was it started with, look, bruh. Look, bruh, you get the front of the back. Oh my God. Back.
All right, let's put it to a vote, man. First class or the direct flight? What we going with?
First class.
First class.
First class.
Didn't matter.
Direct for your boy.
First Damn, class you 0 for 2 with us.
Hey, man, listen. I'm going to stand my ground, baby. I don't give a shit. I don't do what the popular do. I do what I want to do. We're going to jump into this crazy last topic right after this.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're gonna proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up.
Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Last topic of the day we have, would you rather travel back in time to witness historical events, not do anything, just witness it, or go to the future to see technological advances?
Future.
Past.
I know what happened back then. There's no place that I
would go. You don't know. You don't really know.
We don't really know.
I know what they're going to do when they see me.
But can they see us?
You can, I mean, you can, like, you can go back there. It's to a point where you can, like, you're safe enough away from whatever's going on and hide or whatever. So they.
Oh, but there's a possibility somebody might see me.
Or is it like the, you know, Christmas past ghosts where you just go see it, but nobody can see you?
Or is it like Quantum Leap where I leap back and I'm in somebody else's body reliving the shit?
No, I don't think it's that.
I think it's that. Let's just say for
that sounds more interesting.
Intents and purposes, you're invisible. So nobody
I want to go to the past.
In the future or the past. In both.
In the future or the past. Yeah, the future.
I want to go to the past. I don't want to know what's... Just I don't want
to
know.
Yeah, well, what if you go to the future? You see some shit. You be like, oh man, I can't wait till this happen. The wizard like, you ain't gonna see this, nigga.
Yeah, like I don't.
Oh, damn.
And then I just don't want, like, what if I go to the future and then I only go a couple years and then I see shit that I wasn't meant to see, or now I got to come back and warn my friends. I'm like, Tahir, get off, but you were strung out, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you in an alley with the Ozempic needle, like, nigga, but you look, you skinny as fuck, but you like.
I gotta have abs.
And now I gotta come back and be like, get off that shit, but you think
you're 30 pounds, Tahir, please.
And I'm like, nah, nigga, you strung out 5 years from now. You know what I mean? Like, that's.
I thought it was like the distant future, like Terminator style.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I just don't know what the purpose of that would be when you come back, because A, it's not like I can create any of that stuff. I'm not an engineer.
Stocks, you'd get rich immediately.
But that's Back to the Future 101.
But you're not
you
even gonna be
that.
Alive for that though.
Yeah, you're not gonna be alive. It's too far.
Well, you tell your family.
Okay, so for what? So like 6 generations from now, they're gonna
I don't care about them.
This Apple stock is gonna hit. Like,
that ain't my problem.
That would be crazy if you're like, X Morpheo is the biggest stock ever. They're like, that doesn't get invented till 500 years from now. Like,
yeah.
All right. Well, it was cool to watch, though.
Now you got to leave buried treasure.
To think that the Earth going to be around for 500 years again.
We got about 100 max.
We got 5 years.
The Earth or America?
Both.
Little column A, little column B.
I think we're going to see the year 3000.
I don't. I think we're
what is this? 20,
2030. Okay.
2025?
Right. It's over 2030.
Nah.
That's 3000? Like, yeah.
Nah. I don't think our sun is going to last that long.
What are we going to do to the sun?
Have you not seen Superman 4 when they be throwing shit?
You think it's going to burn out, or you think that we going to fuck it up?
It's eventually going to burn out, Pat.
It's a star. It's a dead star.
But they be alive for thousands of years.
How long do you think we've been around here? Already?
You think we see in the exit of the sun?
Did y'all?
Yes.
The dinosaurs.
I don't know, that sun seemed to be getting, that nigga getting stronger, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, it's getting stronger because that's what it does before it like explodes.
Explode.
Oh, this shit nigga's powering up?
Yeah, it's about
is that how fire
works? Why do you think it's so much global warming? Because of what we've done to the Earth, plus it's just getting hotter.
Nigga, that ain't how fire works. You don't look at a campfire like, man, that shit's roaring. That means it's about to go out.
Yeah, it's about to consume.
Doing fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the past because I want to be like, if we invisible, I want to be like on stage, like to hear shit that, you know, people didn't hear, like Martin Luther King give the speech and then sit down and be like, I hope these niggas listen. Like, I want to hear like like that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like doing this shit. You know what I mean? Like, just a little behind the scenes when they was done with stuff, like the stuff that's not documented.
You want BTS?
Yeah, I want to see what's really going on. Like, did he really feel that way? You know, did people do such thing? Mm-hmm. What was said behind, you know, who really did that? I want to see that.
Mm-hmm. You just looking for jokes so you can come back. Come back and have a fire set.
Like, that I did some research.
That shit would be funny, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I see like all going the to
history. I don't like, when I think about time travel, I was thinking about going back. I like and
I
want to
answer.
Back.
I want to answer questions that we asked already, like how musty was, you know, the Dark Ages and stuff. Like, I want to walk in the stink. Like, I want to see, was it that bad?
Like, I want to see people with wooden teeth. Like, I see if that was really a thing.
Just look at the hair. Smile to hear.
What?
Bang, 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 bang. Out of nowhere.
I take back your compliment of losing weight. I take it back.
I came out of nowhere. He wasn't even mine.
I said, look at the hair. You sound like wooden teeth, girl. You already seen it.
Wooden teeth is crazy. Why would they think that would work?
Bang.
The same reason they was taking slaves' teeth out and put them in people's mouth. That's
that
crazy.
Makes more sense.
No,
I want to see what spices they were cooking
don't
with.
Don't give me somebody else's teeth.
You know?
Salt and pepper.
That was it. There's no way they were seasoning all of them foods with just salt and pepper.
They probably weren't even using that, to be honest.
They were using vegetables.
No, they were using the herbs.
It was probably just salt.
Go back in time and find out.
See?
I don't know. I feel like I'm more interested to know what's going to happen as opposed to like, oh, I read
but you wouldn't feel some type of way like, yeah, you get to see what's going to happen, but you could never partake in it.
I mean, you could say the same about history.
What if that shit I don't want to be a part of.
You could have partaken in it anyway. It's already done.
Yeah, but I mean, if I go to a year that I wouldn't have seen in my lifetime anyways, then, you know, it'd be kind of cool to see as opposed to stuff that I already read about. And I'm just like,
and then I want to see how wrong people are. Like, if I go see a dinosaur, I'd be like, these niggas didn't even look like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Feathers.
Who really built the pyramids?
Very dark.
You know?
Like, I want
to
see
that. Would be a good one, Lou, to really see.
I want to know how these pyramids, you mean to tell me y'all made this with just people and rocks and clay and water? Nah.
You go back and find out they're like, damn, we fucked up. We were trying to make a sphere.
Yeah, what if it was supposed to be?
Like, shit, how did we do that?
What if they just messed up at first? Yeah, and then it was like, well, we here now. Like, ain't nobody gonna know.
Hey, just make a smaller one, just like it.
Oh, man.
Wait, do we get to jump around or we have to commit to one thing in one time period?
Yeah, you can jump around. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Yeah,
because
where else are you gonna jump around in the future? You don't really know where to go. What do you want to go to Saturn? Can we go to Saturn?
I would jump to a couple years from now, and then that way you can get ahead of the curve. That's the most useful way of using it. I'll be cool to see like the year 3000 if we make it that far, but I'm low key. Let me see 2028. Let me see what's going on.
I'm gonna be like, we can't go to 3000. It don't exist.
If that way, I assumed that we were talking about distant future. If it's a few years from now, then I'm picking the future too, because I'm like, oh, I just need to change this.
Go back to COVID.
Distant future, I want the past. We talking about immediate future, I might want to see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's like, yeah. Is there a time?
No, I still don't want to see it. Never mind.
Yeah, is it like 50 years in the future or more, or 50 years in the past or more, or like what? Is there?
Yeah, let's go 50, future, like 50, minimum of 50 for each way. Minimum of 50.
I still don't want to see the future, because what if it's devastating and then you got to go back and just think about like this is what's gonna happen. Like,
and there's nothing you could do to change anything.
Yeah, I don't want to.
That's scary. Yeah.
That's like some fucking Terminator shit. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because what if it happened 25 years in the future, but or 30 years, but you don't know because you can only go forward 50, so you don't know what the catalyst was.
Yeah.
And you can't talk to anybody, so you couldn't you couldn't even really figure out what happened. Like, what if you went ahead 50 years and there was just like no more Japanese people.
And you just, damn, that was very specific.
And you're like, hey, what happened? It was just like very specific. Like,
that's like your favorite group of people, Pat.
Well, in all the movies, they find a random newspaper and it'd be like, yeah, today marks the 20th anniversary of
blowing
all
in the wind. It like,
did y'all see that guy on TikTok that was like, that's like he is in the future on TikTok or whatever he's posting because he keeps going to different
places.
All the like
places where
he'd
be alone.
And he has all these like where he's just like videoing different like European cities and people are like, go to this city. Cause he's like, I think it's like 3 years, 2027 or something. But it happened like in 2023. I think he was going around and he was like, oh yeah. He was going around like just filming streets and there was nobody there.
No one was there. He did it on a cruise ship too.
But people are like, he staged this, but I don't know. He got a ton of videos.
Wait, he a time traveler?
Yeah,
that's what he said. He woke up and it was 2027 or something.
And he started a social media.
Well, he was posting to his account and he was just like, "Where is everybody?" Like, he's posting to it, but then people
he's posting
are like
from
responding.
The future. We on the same Wi-Fi?
I don't know.
That's trash.
That's why I said people are like, "Oh, that would be so cool if that really is what happened." And he's really posting like, "I hope somebody sees this." But then I don't know why he couldn't see the comments because there's thousands of comments.
He's on a different timeline.
Nice.
That's
nice. Great. Did anybody else see that thumbs up pop up?
Yeah, she on the iPhone.
Y'all should have said no. So Pat could have been like, what?
Oh, put the peace sign up.
On.
Do the peace sign one.
How you do that? That's reaction.
You got to hold it, Meg.
Oh.
Oh, your phone's...
Why mine is bootleg.
The hell is this?
No, it's only on the iPhone, Pat.
I'm on my iMac.
Yeah, it's only Apple products. And I think there's another one if you do like two thumbs up or something. It's supposed to be like fireworks.
I got a PC.
Or
oh, is it?
Yeah. But you got, there you go.
Ooh, that's fancy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was cool. I was scared. Like, I didn't see Meg just do it. Like,
all right.
Are you on an Apple product, Patrick?
No, I'm PC. I was just seeing what they had. Maybe there was a PC version.
No,
absolutely. It's like shitty fireworks.
They're like Roblox.
I don't know why the emojis are so different. Let's not drag it out, man. Travel back in time to witness historical events versus to the future to see technological advances.
Back in time.
I'll go back in the past.
Hey, unanimous with the back in past, man. We did it. Finally, we get all on the same page. Before we get out of here, I want to thank our special guest, Keon Pauly, for pulling up. And a big shout out to the OG squad as well. Lulu Gonzalez, Max Scoop, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. Thank you guys at home for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Bye.
Bye. We get it, man. Okay, enough.
Okay, boss.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.